Welcome, everybody. Garrett just walked in the door. Eric just said we're live. Wait, come on. This is a family show. What? I know you want to roll in here. You probably just left the gym. You're looking all extra swole, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to casually walk in with my abs out. No big deal. Fuck you, dude. So,
hey, sorry, bro.
It's a big deal.
Don't say sorry if you're not sorry.
What an ass. Oh, I'll put something on.
Are you saying sorry, not sorry?
No, I'm saying you're not
sorry. All right, for everybody who's just tuning in, let me just explain what happened. Garrett planned this thing.
He 100%.
Oh, I really did.
Planned it to make it about him, where he walks in, no shirt on, getting all ladies and gentlemen hot to trot.
Hot to trot.
Ready to go. Oh, is it a problem that my abs are
exposed? Oh, that's so crazy. I just walked in with no shirt. I could have put one on in my car, but I guess I'm just walking in.
Is it a problem that my succulent abs are exposed?
No big deal, I guess.
Glistening in the stage lights, ready to be sucked off for all the people who want to suck on my abs?
If you guys could just tweet at me, let me know if it's a problem.
Oh, is this a problem?
I can tell you it's a problem.
I'll put on my special shirt. Go ahead, buddy. Let's see what it says.
I got this shirt from a friend of ours at PAX East.
Kawaii as fuck.
I'm just here to celebrate Easter.
I guess.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, and on top of that, you're going to turn this into an Easter thing?
He's spinning it into a bit.
He brought Jesus into it.
Unprofessional.
I mean, I brought Easter into
unprepared.
If you're trying to if you're trying to separate Easter and Jesus, Garrett, you're screwed, okay? Because there's a higher power than you working against you, buddy.
Well, you know, I understand that Jesus is synonymous with Easter, but I didn't want to bring that up. I just wanted to briefly say to my Christian friends out there, Happy Easter.
This is your worst nightmare.
Oh, my God. Okay. It is an atheist.
This is...
I'm not an atheist.
This proves right here that Easter and Jesus will never part ways. It's perfect shape for worshiping Easter.
How can you demonstrate?
Theme song.
I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be a lonely horseman, lonely horseman.
Welcome back, atheists. Sweet dreams tonight. Look what I'm holding. Your worst nightmare. The reason I'm holding this is because I read an article once on the proper way to peel a banana.
Oh. From the...
Most people would...
Yep.
That, and it smushes it up. See, what you do is you sweet... This is gorilla style,
this is how
by the way.
This is how monkeys do it.
You squeeze the tip until you get a little pop, and then you grab the pop.
Look at
that. And it gives you that classic...
The perfect banana peel.
That classic,
and it's almost like you have a handle.
That classic cartoon banana peel.
I'm afraid you're going to put that on the ground. I'm going to slip on it.
Drop this on the ground. You got a comedy bit, Charlie Chaplin style.
Just like in Deception 4, I've been making them slip all over my banana peels.
What is Deception 4?
Oh, it's a brand new video game. It's great. We could wait for the video game segment.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, I got some shit to talk about this podcast.
We're
going to
be talking video games tonight.
Whoa!
Welcome, everybody, to the number one video game podcast on the internet, the Mega 64 Podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Boom.
My name, Derek Acosta.
I'm Eric Bedour. I'm
joined here with Eric Bedour and...
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, Garrett Hunter here. But I want to say a big shout out to our boy behind the board.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin tonight.
Kevin, click on three. You got it?
Click on three.
Hell yeah.
Three is... Kev Cam, the Holy Trinity.
Fuck
Kevin
Mac
Space.
Tonight. We got Kevin tonight. He's open till midnight, ladies.
My associate producer. Thank you, Kevin.
Rocco!
Did you give him a raise?
The main guy.
Yeah, I paid him no money.
The main guy is not here tonight. Where is he? We don't know.
Who knows?
He didn't say. It's a big secret.
He decided not to tell us.
Second main guy, right here.
That's right. So where's the
Sean?
Third main
guy? We kicked him off the show.
Special guest star.
We told you our special guest star would not be returning because he was so much of an asshole.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not only to us, but to everybody.
All the time.
Yeah. All the time. And we're sick of it. So, gave him the cut.
I was thinking of both of those two guys and their excuses, their family stuff excuses. Mm-hmm. I consider you my family. And here I am celebrating Easter with you.
Thank you.
And that means a lot to me. Thank you.
Not only
I don't
that,
understand where they are with their families.
I see you as my family and my landlord.
Well, and roommate.
You should never rent from your family because then when shit hits the fan, who do you complain to?
Oh, that's true.
Have you ever had a problem that you needed to complain about?
Just your cat. But other than that, no.
Other than that, we can't. I don't know what we can do about that.
You guys talk about this later.
Okay.
That's fine.
Sorry, it's family business.
Yeah, family business. Welcome, everybody. This is the Mega 64 Podcast. We just got back from a huge video game event. No, it's not E3. That hasn't happened yet, dummy. It was PAX East.
Boom.
For all the people out there who were thinking PAX East, you got the correct answer.
You got it right.
You get a sticker star in the mail. Put your home address in the chat. Everybody who wants a star, mail to them. Kevin will document it and send out a star. Thank you. We were just at PAX East.
Boston Strong.
This PAX weekend was past weekend, yes. Yeah, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a great convention.
Yeah. Real quick, let's go around very quickly. Let's say our favorite thing that happened at PAX East. Go ahead. We'll start on this side.
Limp Bizkit quotes.
Limp Bizkit quotes. We were bringing Limp Bizkit back from the grave, resurrected like the Christ Lord. Limp Bizkit probably would be Jesus' favorite
rap band. Rock band, yeah.
Yeah. I think when Jesus was on the cross, before he finally kicked the bucket.
Yeah, the first time.
He looked at all the Romans and he said, I know why you want to hate me!
Yeah. So That was my favorite part of PAX, was screaming Limp Bizkit quotes to kids who probably didn't listen to Limp Bizkit.
If only we could fly!
They were too young to get it, but then it got to a point where we were yelling it from inside of our booth, but then Derek and Rocco are making it like so aggressive.
Oh, Rocco.
Like taking it outside of the booth and yelling it at people as they walk by.
Here's the thing. Eric is completely right when he says that Limp Bizkit is a generational thing that is coming to an end. Like, Limp Bizkit is no longer relevant. If you're aware of them, you are aware of them because of the relevance they once had. And so a lot of people who are at PAX, they're not familiar with Limp Bizkit. They're not familiar with these amazing lyrics, unfortunately. Luckily, we are there to keep it fresh in their mind, in the cultural lexicon. We were screaming Limp Bizkit quotes at people. Sometimes they would get very scared.
Rocco would jump out of the booth and scream into like very small kids' faces. And they're like paralyzed with
I did that once on accident. I shouted a Limp Bizkit quote at a little kid and he like got really scared.
Because he didn't know what you were doing.
And I realized two things. One, I'm getting older. Sometimes you forget that I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
As relatable to this little kid as I might think.
Uh-huh.
And two, Limp Bizkit quotes are really scary out of context. I know why you want to hate me!
Shouting.
It's just a really...
Screaming.
It's just a really threatening statement, so...
Or the call response was my favorite. The, if you want to justify...
Ripping someone's head off!
Yeah, that was a good one.
So if I saw people on their cell phone not paying attention, I would take that opportunity to shout Limp Bizkit quotes at them. Some of them got scared.
Yeah.
It was very funny. Good memory.
You know what? I was thinking about this. I was talking to people about that. I can't think of another booth at any convention I've ever been to that does anything like that at all. We went out of our booth to yell that at people.
Well, here's the thing. I have seen other booths act similar to that, and interestingly enough, I've always fucking hated it.
I bet there's a lot of people that fucking hate us.
I bet, yeah, there probably are. But you know, don't hate me because you ain't me. I'm sorry. You know what? We do it right. Everybody else, they do it wrong. What can I say? You know where to get the show, the Mega 64 booths.
Number one.
My favorite memory of PAX would have to be, I don't know. There were so many.
Wow.
I'm going to say Podcast 300.
That was your favorite?
Yeah. With the exception of, we tried to pick the lamest song we could.
Yeah.
And then that song was stuck in my head for the rest of that week and all of this weekend. It's just been nonstop.
Podcast 300. Check it out if you were there. Thank you for joining us at our panel. We did do a giant dance party to... Because
Excuse me.
Wow. That was befitting
that, man. That was like some banana. That was potassium coming
back
at you.
I was trying to recall what the song was, and I just felt something like bubbling up into my mouth.
Some poisonous. Yeah.
That was a gnarly. I'm sorry, everybody. Yeah. Radioactive by Imagine Dragons, arguably the greatest song in the world. It's funny because when we started the podcast, I could see a lot of people visibly like shrink and just like this song, and it's like, of course it's fucking this song. Yeah. Do you guys know who you're dealing with? Yes, it's Radioactive. I thought it was good. I had a good time.
Was there debates over that or Gangnam Style? Was that even on the floor?
We weren't ever going to do Gangnam Style. I feel, honestly, here's what it was going to be.
Let's say, painful?
Mega 64 trivia.
I like it.
Before we settled on Radioactive by Imagine Dragons, it was going to be...
It was another very painful song to
The thing. It's a painful song... But I want people to appreciate that Mega 64 is aware of the like culture that we live in. And we had picked a song, but I thought to myself, and I shared with the other guys, like, you know what? This song is not funny anymore. Like, if this was 10 years ago, this would have worked.
Yeah.
But this song is too irrelevant to be funny. It was, God, what the fuck? It was like the theme song to Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh.
With Kevin Costner.
Everything I do, I do it for you.
Everything I do, I do it. Brian Adams. Yes. Yep. Everything I do it for you.
You're right.
I have it on a cassette. Exactly. That was like one of my first tapes I ever
everything
got.
Everything I do.
He's going to listen to it tonight when we go home.
I do it for you. That song.
You're right. It's too far.
Yeah,
out.
It's like maybe my mom would have laughed at that, but you know, my mom's not coming to the podcast. We need something. We need something of the now.
Yeah, no. Ooh, that is a cheesy fucking song, yep. Man.
Well, it's the equivalent of fucking Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think we nailed it.
Yeah. Shouts out to the Achievement Hunter guys. Ray, Lindsay, Michael. They all
shouts out to all of Rooster Teeth. We had our back to them at the convention. Because they were not worthy enough to face us face to face.
We don't want to see, you know, we don't want to make eye contact, put them on the other side.
That's just a joke. We were actually back to back, Charlie's Angel style.
Who's kidding?
Because we're best friends and we're two badasses. Mm-hmm. We're like the renegades of the internet, killing all the.
Kane and Lynch.
Noobs. Yeah. We're Kane, they're Lynch.
Nice. Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Robin Banks and shit, yeah.
Us and Rooster Teeth are tight. I want to give a shout out to. Like you said, Michael, Ray, Lindsay, everybody who came to our panel. Also, who else were we hanging out with?
Gavin, Ashley, Meg, Ashley, Megan, and Chris Martin, the Martinizer.
Chris,
the Martinizer,
Ashley.
Yeah.
I didn't see Gavin, actually, at PAX.
Oh, Monty.
Monty was there.
Oh, Monty came by.
Barney was there.
Monty stopped by our booth.
Ashley was there.
Came by.
Hung out for a while.
They had a lot of crew there, man.
But it was all like Achievement Hunter people.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the sales team.
Yeah.
Of Chris and Meg, they came out, so shouts out to them. And Ashley, I think it was her first event ever.
Yeah, so if she was, you know, talking out of turn, saying stupid stuff, cut her some slack, she didn't really know what she was doing.
She didn't know what the fuck she was talking
about. Send her back to training camp, Bernie, please. All right. Teach
they
her, tell her what's up.
Their offices.
Yep.
Yeah, you can hear about that on the Rooster Teeth podcast. Check that out, roosterteeth.com. We're still in the same office.
Woo!
We got it right the first time.
Hell yeah.
We're not second-guessing ourselves.
This is our second office, but okay.
We're in the same complex. Fuck you, Eric. All
I'm
right?
just saying.
This is your first office. I don't remember you coming around to the last one very much. So
definitely at the second office a lot.
Stop talking out of turn. All right, I'm going to send you.
You
and Ashley. You and Ashley got to go back to the training camp.
Wow.
Yeah, but he'd probably be very happy about it.
Don't feel bad.
Yeah, anyways, so.
I want to know your favorite PAX memory.
My favorite PAX memory was hanging out with all the cool indie game developers who came by to say hello.
Ooh.
There is, you know, kind of like a mixer at PAX where they kick out all the attendees. They say, we know you pay a ton of money to get in here.
But get the fuck out.
But get out. Because this is for the exhibitors to, like,
mix it
talk.
Up.
You know, make friendships, show off some camaraderie. Yep. So I got to hang out. We all got to hang out with a couple people. The creator of Stanley Parable came by to say hello. Davey, I have his last name. Davey Reedon came by. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Very cool. We talked about our video that recently came out. Actually, let's take a moment to talk about that.
Let's talk about the Stanley Parable.
Yeah. The Stanley Parable. Kevin, Arvids.
It's on there. No, it's on there. It's loaded under Arvids.
I'm not seeing Arvids.
Bottom on the second call, second row.
See where it all falls flat? Get Scott in here.
Get.
Do you Sean just took it off.
Yep. Do you want to
implant? Oh! I'm going to kill him.
Sean took it off.
What? Why is Sean... Wait, hold on. Sean's actively hacking the computer.
Yep.
So he's a saboteur.
He took it off.
He is sabotaging the podcast. You know what? I'm tired of that guy.
Yep.
Ugh. Anyways, so imagine... Luckily, I've seen this video so many fucking times, I could describe it perfectly. It's a ripoff of the Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Theme song.
Mm-hmm. What would you do if I sang
at there you go. There you go. It says Arvids. Yeah. It's all goofy.
It's black and white. It's like
15 minutes long.
There's like, yeah, it's like 20 minutes long. Yeah. It's total waste of time.
It's like you wouldn't want to watch it. It looks all sepia toned.
It's boring. And like nobody likes it.
Well, to be fair, I did want to watch it because I want to watch it right now, but Sean took it out.
Literally the only time we've ever wanted to watch it, and it's not there.
You know all about Arvids.
Saboteur. Fucking saboteur.
Yep.
Anyways.
So we put up Stanley Parable.
Yeah, we put up Stanley Parable this week. Check it out. The response has been really good. We actually showed Stanley Parable at GDC. It was part of our collection of videos that we did for the award show there. Mm-hmm. And so obviously it's the second one to come out of that batch. We still have a couple more videos.
Oh my goodness.
From our GDC run.
Can't wait.
Some of you have already seen.
You haven't even seen all of it yet, though.
Not even
There's
all
more
of them.
In the barrel. We're loaded and ready.
What do you think of Stanley Parable?
Stanley Parable, I like it. I think that it's an interesting new take on public videos. We try not to do the same thing twice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we do the same thing twice and then some.
It has one of the best moments of a crazy person that we've gotten a hold of in a long time.
It's true. It does have the crazy woman who grabs Rocco's phone and throws
it. Spikes the fuck out of it.
What's funny is I was actually with Rocco when that happened, and I was standing off to the side. And
really?
Yeah, I had an alternate view of the whole situation, and that phone, you can't even tell in the video how fucking hard
it hits the ground.
I was standing like perpendicular to the situation, and it hits the ground and just like buzzsaws, just like spins.
Yeah, she throws it down.
Look, she throws it like ninja star down, into the ground, and it just like tumbles over itself all across the parking lot. And I was like, holy shit. I thought Rocco was like in serious trouble. And what's funny is he picked up the phone and he was like still talking to her, and he came back talking to me afterwards. And I don't think he'll ever admit this. I could tell he was so like nervous and like...
That's a jarring thing.
His adrenaline was like pumping through his veins. And when he picked up his phone, he was like, oh, okay. So still works. So thank you. And just like, I don't. I think let's just go. We got it. He was this mixture of like happy and I got what I wanted. Let's go. But also like
really riding that like
I'm ready to fight.
I could just
karate chop this girl in the jugular right now. but I could tell.
And I
kind of like, you know, I was there and be like, hey man, that was great. Don't worry about it. She's crazy. You weren't in the wrong. Let's just get out of here.
Hey, the chat says, I hope she had to pay. Sue that bitch. For what?
What
is she going to give us?
Here's the thing. Real talk.
A fucking headache.
That lady has actually appeared in our videos before.
This is true.
If you recall, we did a Mass Effect video where we went around interviewing people about what they thought about like alien sex.
Man, alien sex. I like that.
Yeah, and at the end of the video, this woman... It's the same woman. She like grabs me and she tries to wrestle the microphone away from me. And I remember back then we were talking about like, hey, that woman grabbed you. You should have you should have punched her. It would have been self-defense.
Now Rocco.
First me. Yes, exactly. And then Rocco. But here's the thing. That woman is crazy.
She
just walks around downtown San Diego looking for trouble. When we were out filming the Stanley Parable, I was actually... You know, Rocco did it a lot, but I was doing it sometimes. Part of the video was me with a... We put a GoPro on our forehead, and we had a cell phone hooked up to it so we could just look at the cell phone like it was a monitor and just do commentary on what we were watching. And so for people wondering, yes, that was us saying the commentary. We were actually saying all that stuff live.
Mm-hmm. Just saying whatever they were doing. Like when the guy was getting his bike out, you're like, oh...
We were saying what they were doing, but also I played Stanley Parable a lot, and we all had a chance to play it, so we were trying to emulate kind of the narration of the game.
The tone. In the voice and the tone of the game.
Yeah, to me, I always thought it would be funny was if you approach these people, inherently they'll always be doing something, and so you can present them with a choice, which is kind of what Stanley Parable is about. It presents you with a choice, but then it plays on whether you're going to take it or not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if somebody is on a bike, they have a choice to ride it or not ride it. So you say what they're doing or what they're not doing and whatever. Watch the video. You'll see. But anyways, yeah, so this woman, she's appeared in other videos before. I think we could sue her.
Could you, though?
I mean,
what are you going to get?
She has like 4 pennies in her pocket and like a dirty pair of sweatpants.
But like,
that's all we could get out of her. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely cannot touch you, grab you. She asked you to stop filming.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, this is what I was going to say. Yeah. So when we were going around doing Stanley Parable, we were actually talking to people and we would get certain reactions. And I remember I was talking to this woman who had like a calligraphy stand set up. And I was talking to her for a while. And she was being a good sport, but she wasn't really reacting that much. And afterwards, I turned the camera off and I was like, oh, okay, sorry, you know, I'm doing a bit here. I hope I didn't bother you too much. And she's like, no, I thought you were great. I thought you were, like, so funny. I just, honestly, I didn't know what you were doing. And I'm just kind of, like, scared because there's, like, this crazy woman over here. She, like, has been coming up to me all day and just, like, yelling at me, telling me I can't be here and telling me to, like, go away and just being mean to me.
Jesus.
And it was that woman.
That fucking lady.
Yeah, so that lady, she just hangs out in that area.
Yeah.
She acts like she, you know, runs the joint.
She's the cock of the walk.
Yeah, and if she sees anything she doesn't like, she'll get in your face and tell you to leave. She's done it to me when I was filming a video. I don't even think I was talking to her. She did it to that woman, and so Rocco was like, fuck it. Hey, give me the camera. I'm going to go talk to this woman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we don't need to pursue anything. We knew what we were getting into,
yeah.
And that's just the situation down there in
and downtown. And you got gold.
In the rough streets of downtown San Diego.
Then after you filmed it, talked with the guys who made Stanley Parable and said, hey, we doing this.
Yeah, luckily, we were fortunate enough to get in contact with the creators of the game. They're big fans of Mega 64, which is really cool and an honor, you know, to be known and have people so prominent be aware of your stuff. So that was really cool. And they were able to get the original voice actor of the narrator to help us out and dub it for us. I think it turned out really good.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
They're really funny. It's a really funny game. So if you haven't checked out Stanley Parable, definitely check it out. It's on Steam. It's, you know, it's not too long. It's a short game, but you'll really enjoy
it. It's
quick,
but you can $14.99 or something.
Yeah, and you can play it over and over and over again.
Yeah, it might go on sale.
I'm always stoked when indie developers are fans of Mega 64 because it makes me feel like in a learning environment, like when they're in school, our videos get passed a lot, you know, around a lot, which makes kind of sense. Like that's kind of.
Yeah, we've been doing this for so long that
the age group,
you know, all those 8-year-olds who liked our Tetris video are now like
going to like school to make games.
20-year-olds making the next.
Did you
new
see we
Tetris.
Got we got a little shout out from Jeff Gertzman from Giant Bomb. He had a he had like a talk at Jesus, I'm gonna butcher it. I'm sorry. I think NYU and
really
somebody asked about like you know people he respects in the industry or something, and he said he really likes Mega 64 and wants to have him back on. Giant
the podcast,
Bomb. Yeah.
So, yeah,
that's cool.
That's pretty dope. I mean, because we all like Giant Bomb stuff.
I haven't
those
been
guys
on the
awesome.
Podcast in
it's since E3
like three,
years,
four
years
ago at E3.
Yep.
But I think you and Rocco and Sean went on recently with those guys in the house.
That was at E3, and then we did another podcast with them at GDC a few years ago. But it's
that's
been a while.
It has.
It's definitely
while,
been a long time. We'd love to be back. You know, email.
It's pretty cool.
Giant Bomb, get us on there. It was very cool. Also, you know, PAX East was so huge. So much stuff happened at PAX East. I want to give a shout out to Fangamer.
Hell yeah.
And Sanchi, two friends of ours.
I got my Fangamer socks on.
Yeah, they had a lot of really cool merchandise at the show. Some of it was new. It's awesome. I think those guys, both of them, do some of the best work as far as
I agree.
T-shirt companies that attend these things those two are the big standouts.
They're more than just T-shirt companies, too. They kind of just provide just all kinds of stuff.
They have, like, Sanchi has, like, plushes and everything. I got socks from Fangamer
and
a mug.
Like, yeah, the housewares.
Yep.
Like, as we get older, we actually need stuff for our apartments or houses or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool that they have, like, a themed, like, they have that
and,
power glove oven mitt, which is something.
That's both of them, too, specifically make really high quality stuff.
Yeah,
it's not
agree. It's, you find a lot of companies that offer cool things, but when you get
it's
them,
it's chintzy.
They're chintzy and they fall apart. These guys have the best quality merchandise of anybody.
And I think it's reflected on our store as well, because we see what can come out of those two companies, mm-hmm. and we've stepped up our t-shirt game.
I actually think that we are a leader in the field.
Oh, you think we dominated?
They probably look to us.
Okay.
They're probably still trying to figure out how to do Blu-rays.
Fair enough.
Speaking of our store.
Yeah.
Speaking of our store, yo, check it out, mega64.com. Shop at our store. Hoodies are back in stock. Look at this.
What?
Whoa. Do your eyes deceive you? No.
That looks like a classic.
This is the Mega 64 Retro Company hoodie. We brought it back circa 2005. It has returned.
They're selling like hotcakes at PAX East.
Hashtag Throwback Thursday. Put this thing on. Yeah. Take a picture of yourself. Whoa. Look, check it out. It's me back in 2005 mm-hmm. when I first discovered Mega 64, back when they were funny and did video games IRL. Hashtag TBT.
Much nicer hoodie this time. The soft style.
It is a much nicer hoodie.
Very nice.
Yeah. So if you got it back when it was originally printed, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You should have waited. It is so much nicer quality.
They're nice.
Now,
they're really nice.
And same price. How did we work that out?
Woo!
Somebody out there got screwed on the back end. But it wasn't us, baby. So I don't care.
Cash, cash, cash.
Go to the store. And here's another thing. I know you're thinking, Mega 64, winter's almost over. Why do I need a hoodie? You ever heard of something called global warming?
Yes.
Buddy, you don't know what the fuck is going
on
with the weather.
Who knows
these days,
what's going to happen?
I keep thinking it's going to be warm. It's cold. I wish I had a hoodie. So fight global warming. Buy a hoodie.
Yeah.
If you're not buying a hoodie, you're basically supporting global warming, and that's fucked up.
If you buy that, your carbon footprint goes down when you buy that.
Yeah.
It gets smaller.
Get on the internet. Load up our website. Click as many buttons as it takes to get this in your home.
Click as many buttons as it takes.
And your carbon footprint goes down.
Buy two, wear one regular, wear the other upside down, put your legs through the holes.
Oh, what? Like pants?
Yeah, just get a bigger size, put your legs through, and then you've got a genital opening right with the hood.
Right there.
Yep.
Genital opening.
Hashtag genital opening.
Hashtag, that's the hashtag for the night, genital opening. Also, want to give a shout out, whichever it is, to Loot Crate, lootcrate.com. Check them out. Use the special keyword Mega64. I've yet to hear what happens.
What happens?
If you go and you sign up with the special password,
Mega64. You get like more
loot.
You get better shit. You get more
loot. 64 times the loot if you use that hashtag.
So lootcrate.com/Mega64
check
and then coupon code Mega64. Put Mega64 all over that website.
Put Mega64 all over the internet.
Everywhere.
Okay? When you're leaving a comment on the comment section of the internet, Mega64. There you go. When you're reading MrConservative.com, comment Mega64.
Just, you know, put that at Mega64 into all of your tweets. Have it like a signature so we see it and we know what you're up to.
Rock will be stoked about that.
That's exactly right. I want to give a shout out real quick.
Shout outs.
We're going to be shouting out all night.
Woo! Paxi's shout outs.
All right, I'm going to change it up. I'm going to do a whisper out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Shh. It's more personal, more sexual.
Get right up on that.
I'm going to do a whisper out to my boy, my friend, Dan. Do Salt.
Yes.
The artist of, I don't even know if this shirt's available.
That's what I wanted to bring up since we were talking about the store, but
we had a lot of new merchandise at PAX East that we had debuted there. Some of it has not yet hit our online stores. Don't worry, we'll let you know when it does.
Soon, maybe.
But one of our most popular items was a shirt designed by the young, vibrant artist.
Talented.
Dan Do Salt. Check out his website. It's very cool. We actually had a chance to hang out with him outside of the show.
Very cool dude.
We did karaoke with Dan. We went to a karaoke bar in Boston. I actually went two nights. One night with Eric, one night with Garrett.
Yep, we split it up.
It was so much fun. I had to go back twice. I loved it. Karaoke on the East Coast is a little bit different.
It is than
karaoke on the West Coast.
A lot of Springsteen.
Yeah.
Bon
okay.
Jovi.
Obviously. It's just a different kind of experience. The musical choice is much more like East Coast rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's the only way I know how to describe it. Like, there's no getting weird, getting stupid. It's all like, no, let's get the crowd pumped. We're all in this together.
I feel like, did you sing a New Order song?
I did.
I feel like the crowd was a little put off by that.
There was one middle-aged lady who loved it. Everybody else, yeah, probably wanted to beat me up.
Yeah.
It's funny because on the second night when we were all deciding maybe we want to go back to karaoke, we were sitting on the street eating pizza in Boston, and Cliff Bleszinski walks by with his wife, Lauren. And it was, you know, very nice. Hey, nice to see you. We started chatting, and he kind of told us this story about how he's originally from Boston and he lives in L.A. now. But when he comes back to Boston...
No, I don't think he lives in L.A.
Well, he moved out to the West Coast. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. He's not in Boston anymore, but whenever he visits, people assume that he's not a Boston native, which he is. And so he's like, it's kind of funny for me because I know kind of the attitude out here. I know what it's like. I know what people come to expect. They don't think I do, so they're always just like, hey, what's up? What's up, pussy? What's up? You want to fight? Whatever. Calling him names. Calling him...
Going to the bars, he explained, is just like a battle.
Yeah, everybody's just like, what's up? What's up? You want to fight, pussy? What, bitch? What? And it's just like... Man, that's gotta suck, whatever. And then we went out to karaoke, and we kind of got a fucking taste of that shit.
I have never seen as much, like, drunken mayhem and, like, violent activity as I have.
People are on edge while having a good time.
So let's tell the story. We were at karaoke the second night, and we're trying to figure out what songs. Like I said, it's all, like, Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, classic rock and roll. I get up on stage and I want to do something funny. I want to do something that's going to get the crowd going.
It was good.
The Thong Song by Cisco, baby. Baby, move your butt. Butt. Thighs like what?
What?
And I'm singing it, whatever. I'm having a good time. And I get off stage and Garrett and our friend Ryan. Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, my friend Matt. We have a big group. They're like, hey, that was great. You got a new secret admirer or whatever. And up in the window is like, some crackhead who was just so into the Thong Song, whatever, and was just like dancing. Just
he's
being like,
wearing like a open flannel and a dirty t-shirt and then like gray, really baggy sweatpants.
Yeah, and he's just like, dancing to the Thong Song. I'm pretending to like spank a booty and he's like pretending to spank the booty with me, whatever. Some new girl gets on stage to do a song and a girl out of her group, who's probably like 30 to 35, and is raging drunk.
Yeah, just... beyond blasted.
Climbs up on the windowsill and bends over and puts her butt against the glass. Just and starts like twerking on the glass.
And the guy, this guy
starts
outside
like
outside the window. And
he starts humping her through the glass, and he's
you
just
can
like
see his heart on through the.
and her friend, who has like the thickest Boston accent, is just
get
like
down.
She's like, Caitlin, get down from there now!
What are you doing? Get down!
Get
from
the
there.
Fuck down! They pull her down, and yeah. This guy's dick is on hard. It's like, dude, it's raging.
And this is just one of the
this is
many
one guy.
Things.
And so we're laughing. We think this is fucking hilarious. And this guy like drunkenly stumbles away. And not but a second later, his replacement, some totally different guy.
Young
guy who's fucking drunk. So drunk, he walks back in place and just walks and walks and lands face first against the glass. Doesn't put his hands up, just
I mean,
just
I
smushes his face.
Is that where the guy's dick was, right where his face landed?
Well, it was a big group, a little bit above it. It was a big group of like college kids, and they're fucking, you know, sidewalking back and forth.
Yeah,
and this guy sees the girl on stage and goes walking to see.
Just smushes his face against it, and we just saw this guy fucking this girl through the glass, and now he's replaced by weirdo number two. So we all start like laughing.
I made eye contact with him and was laughing at him.
Garrett's like pointing and laughing at this guy. And honestly, you told me a little bit more of the story, but let me just say this is where my story ends. You can take it up. I turned around and I looked, and I kind of got this thing like, this guy is not
mad.
He's not happy that we're laughing at him.
No.
I'm just going to turn my back to him and go back to my drink, and I'm not going to think about it. And I had a good time for the rest of the night, but I purposely didn't look back at that window because I said, there's trouble. There's trouble at that window, and I'm not looking for trouble. I'm just here to drink my drink and sing songs.
Right.
So that's it.
Garrett was looking for trouble.
So I fully made eye contact with him after he hit his head, and I'm pointing and laughing and telling them to look.
You're pointing at him!
So I realize now, like, oh shit, this guy's fucking pissed. And he's steaming. Like, he's so fucking mad, and he's banging on the fucking glass, and he's trying to get my attention, and I'm watching the whole time, but I'm doing that thing where you dance, and I'm looking, like, right now I'm looking at him, but I'm just pretending that I'm still into the music, and I'm not making eye contact, but I'm watching the whole time.
And you're his being, we're all being like extra, just
extra
like,
jovial.
Yeah, extra big and having a really good time.
And just like, yeah. He's like now walking, we're not looking for a fight.
He's walking back up the sidewalk to come into the bar to fucking pull me out.
There's a $10 cover.
And there's a bouncer. So I instantly was like, all right, I'm going to tie my hair back just in case. But this guy's now like stomping up and his friends are pulling him back and he's
didn't
got.
Didn't you palm a shot glass?
I grabbed
too?
It. Yeah, I grabbed. You guys had like sake
we
shot
were
glasses.
Drinking and Garrett was just chilling, but I didn't even notice. Maybe I had drank too much, but he like secretly palmed one of our shot glasses.
I got this glass and I'm like, if this guy comes down here.
Are you
going to
smash him in the face?
I'm going to let him take a drunken swing and smash him in the head with a glass. Yeah.
There you go.
And it seems like you've done that once or twice.
Well, no, actually. No,
but he's
not.
Thought about it
but
once or twice.
His friends like had to kind of pull him under control, but it took like a minute.
Wow.
And then they all left, and walking home was other experiences. We saw drunk people out on the street. Like, we went home pretty late.
We
that
had
night.
A friend with us who, I'm not going to name any names. We had a lot of people with us, but yep, one friend.
I wasn't even going to bring that. I mean, we got some people home.
Yeah.
That was an adventure.
It was a jovial night.
That's what happens when you go with a big group.
But we saw people just on that journey home that were trashed as well. And I got to the 7-Eleven after I dropped you guys off.
Mm-hmm.
A cop had to come in and break up a fight in the store.
Bullshit.
Where two guys that were in the same group, hammered, started talking shit throughout the night, I guess, and it had escalated into now they're in the 7-Eleven. One guy's in line to buy his shit, and he's talking shit across the aisles to the other guy. The guy in line walks back over to him, pushes him into a rack of shit. Shit goes flying.
There's a cop?
There's a cop right outside. So I knew that because I had just come in.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy taps on the window, the store clerk, and the cop comes in and goes, oh, what's going on? He's like, these two guys. So the cop starts checking them out or whatever. So I just went and bought my shit, and they apologized and said, oh, we'll pay for this.
Later on, you told me that story about how that guy wanted to come in, and I thought, like, there's no way this guy was going to pay a $10 cover just to come in and beat you up. But then I was like, if he did, that would be so fucking badass.
Awesome.
Like,
he paid $10 to try to kick your ass.
He pays $10, he comes over, crack, 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 knocks you out, grabs a microphone, sings some Bruce Springsteen, maybe we were born to run.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Dude, hell yeah. So, you know, Boston has the potential to be pretty badass.
Boston has a definite edge to it that I'm not used to here.
It's definitely like, I would never wear this in Boston and expect to live.
Yeah.
Someone's
going to call you a fag and
beat me up. And somebody's going to rip this off me and shove it up my butthole.
Boston just has this attitude that they're, at any time, drop of a hat, they're ready to go.
We didn't bring up the horror show, drunk Jersey girl.
Horror show?
It was a bit of a horror show.
There was a girl who was very drunk.
Finn girl, like hot Boston girl. Like, thick accent, long straight black hair, like down to her ass, but just trashed, getting
well
on
dressed,
stage.
Well-dressed, pretty girl, but super drunk.
Constantly taking other stage time. It wasn't her song, and she's stealing the mic.
She just wanted to be on stage and sing every song, and the bouncers were like pushing her off stage, yelling at her.
I had to get her friend to get her off of, she was touching my hair.
She was in love with Garrett.
It was an issue.
Boston's just a little strange. That accent, too, is like...
hard.
It's tough.
I like it.
Really?
I think it's all accents.
It's hard for me to understand at times, so a lot of people will come up and talk to me at the booth, and I go, haha, right on, man, yeah. Sorry.
The worst accent I've ever had to listen to, no offense to these people, was when I went to Scotland.
Because
in Scotland, I know we're both speaking the same language, but
you're not.
We're fucking not.
I just saw a movie that's shot all in Scotland, and that accent, I mean, there's a lot of scenes where you're like, what? The fuck? It's almost comic relief at times.
Yeah.
Accent is so thick.
So PAX was fun.
PAX was fun. I have a little list here.
Oh, let's rifle through it.
What else? I just want to say, real quick, I just want to give, say hello to Adam from Dive Kick.
Hell yeah.
I went and played Dive Kick, talked to Adam Hart for a little bit. He was very cool. And Luis from Jazz Punk.
Oh, yeah.
Who we met at a previous PAX and got to talk to him again. And both of them, really cool dudes. Their games are, turning out to be really popular. A lot of people are talking about them and playing them. They're getting Steam. Good for them.
They were up for, was one of those up for awards at the IGFs we did?
I think Jazz Punk was. I can't recall if Dive Kick was nominated for anything.
I think I think Dive Kick has been around. That would have been like maybe a previous year if it was.
Yeah.
But it was cool seeing those guys.
Yeah, it was very cool seeing everybody. And the guys from Razor, everybody from Razor, Keon, and the rest of the group, they came by our booth and they filmed with us for a little bit. You can check that out. That video is online.
Go to Razor's YouTube.
Yeah, go to Razor's YouTube channel. I don't know the name of it, but it was their PAX 2014. I think it's Where's Our Stuff.
Where's Our Stuff or Where's Our Gear 2014,
Where's Our Gear
2014
at PAX. Check it out.
Man, they have advanced that product line.
Good job, Key.
They got a lot of shit now.
Hey, the people that shoot video for them and everything too, Keon and all those guys, awesome. Good job.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Cool dudes.
We got a chance also when we were at PAX to go to the Onomatoguchi concert.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Shout out to Frank for not only helping at the booth, but really pushing us to go to that Onomatoguchi concert.
That's the second time I've seen him.
Really?
Yeah, I saw him in LA at Meltdown.
He was telling me, like, dude, you gotta just come. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll do it.
Let's push for Onomatoguchi. I want to see them at PAX.
That was cool.
Make Onomatoguchi go to PAX.
Yeah, that would be it's such a perfect fit for
it would
that
be
crowd.
Awesome. Because you're going to get people who want to go to PAX, but you're also going to get a lot of Austin people.
Are you talking about RTX?
RTX, yeah. Have Onomatoguchi play there because I think that's the next thing.
Oh, RTX and not do PAX. They do PAX?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
No.
Hey, well, have them go to every convention.
Yeah, go to PAX Prime.
Their music is so much fun, and the crowd was like into it. We were like pulling people into it.
Is that your first time?
That was my first time. You know, they played at PAX previously, and it's funny because they were in like a big amphitheater.
Yeah.
And I think I went and like opened the door and looked into the amphitheater, and
people.
There was just. I'm pretty sure I just saw a big mosh pit of people with no shirts on, like climbing over all these theater chairs, and I just like, nah, and I shut the door. But I went and I actually checked them out. We forced our way up kind of towards the front.
Yeah,
we were in a good spot.
It was really cool, really good show. They just had, I'm pretty sure, I think they just had a new album come out, so check them out.
Yeah, they had, Spaceship Earth. What's his name?
Oh, the Illusion.
Yeah. The Illusion does a special video in the middle of their set.
I think they got the Illusion to make a bit for their album, too. So
hell yeah.
That's cool.
Check them out. Vibes. You know, they're in tune. Obviously, they're right with the Illusion. They're right with us.
Hell
they
yeah.
should be right with you. Check them out. Already talked about Razor.
Onomatoguchi had a Record Store Day release of special vinyl pressing, which I thought was pretty cool. It was for the Scott Pilgrim versus the World soundtrack.
Yep. Oh, that's cool.
Yep,
for the
good
game.
For them. They're making shit happen for themselves, and I'm proud of them.
I'm glad they're getting big. That's cool.
I talked about Stanley Parable. That pretty much covers PAX East, other than we saw Kiss concert on HDNet.
Did not stayed up so late
your
one night.
Your favorite channel.
Dude, HDNet was only in our hotel room, not your hotel room.
Whenever we go on vacation, I don't know why they only have HDNet in hotel rooms. You can't see it anywhere else unless you're in a hotel room.
We used to have it. Yeah, we had TV.
We used to have cable.
Me and Eric only get TV when we go on trips.
Yep, we don't have TV at home
anymore.
I don't have it at home either.
Can you cancel it?
It's always
I haven't had cable for years.
Oh, wow.
But every time I turn on HDNet, it's always a concert that I actually want to watch. To their credit, it's always like Iron Maiden or Kiss. Or
Pixies. They used to have
Pixies on there.
They have another Pixies concert coming up, I think, from Coachella or something. Yeah, they're going to be showing. But yeah, the Kiss concert was like them live from Sweden, and it was cool, but they opened with Psycho Circus, and it was like, oh, fuck. And so it was me kind of trudging through like the later discography to get to like Cold Gin, you know what I mean? To get to like the good shit.
You love Cold Gin.
That's like their best fucking song. I love that song. Go listen to Kiss Cold Gin. Shout out to Kiss.
Shout out.
And we watched about 4 or 5 hours of a TV show called Life Below Zero.
I really liked that show.
It's a bunch of people who purposely make their life shitty, and then they act like they're all tough because they purposely made their life shitty.
It's just about people living in really remote parts of Alaska.
Yeah, but the narration is always, well, I gotta go hunting today because, you know, I don't hunt, I don't eat, I don't eat, I die.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, I fucking know because you moved into the middle of fucking nowhere.
Most of the people I felt like were okay. Like, one guy was married to an Inuit woman and they had like a family and they did like all their like living off the land. There's a guy married to his wife and they still had like electricity and stuff. There's a woman running a camp who was fine, but there was a guy who like lived in a cabin that he built who didn't have like a refrigeration unit or anything. Like, he didn't even build like a fucking chill box to put anything in. So it was like, I ate a squirrel, so I got no food for today.
Yeah, he's trying to make it hard to make it compelling.
He's purposely making it hard.
Absolutely.
And then he always like he's always saying stuff like, "I don't like to do useless exercise. I like to get my exercise by doing work around the house." And it's like, so you work real hard.
Cool.
Cool. Now you got a TV show. You did it.
There was also like the so fake scene where the guy got on his bobsled or the snowmobile.
Snowmobile, yeah.
To go get firewood, and then, oh, it broke down. Oh, no, now I have to walk back and get the dogs to go get the bobs. And it's like, none of this
had to
happen. You just had to have something.
Some of
to
it
film.
Seemed pretty contrived for, like, well, surviving out in the middle of nowhere.
That's
like
reality.
But,
reality
but
television.
Hunting a seal and not getting it, that
was
some real
that
shit.
Was real.
There's a lot of animals getting killed on that show. So
not for the squeamish.
No.
If you don't want to see a deer get put down.
It was interesting. Yep. I liked it.
There you have it. We already talked about how Jesus was a stoner and that's why Easter is on 420.
Did we talk about that?
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the beginning I kind of got lambasted for being late.
You're fucking late. What do you want?
And then you told me not to bring Jesus into this when I mentioned Easter. But
I figured it's amazing they couldn't organize Easter and 420 to not coincide.
I think that's
it's mixed messages.
Yeah, it is.
What are they trying to say there?
How do you explain that to your niece when hunting eggs?
You don't.
Yeah.
Fuck. All the kids just got fucked up with drugs.
You just
Thanks.
Blew their fucking minds when you mix the two dates together. It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. Anything you guys want to mention? What time are we at here?
What are we at? Well, we don't have Sean to complain.
15 more minutes?
Yeah.
Cool.
15.
Cool. Wow. Yeah. We're doing good.
Hey,
we don't have Sean here to complain.
So
that's
we can
true.
Go over.
He's always like really aware of the time, and I have no idea
how
long
we've
gone.
He's
going
to be so mad when he watches this on tomorrow.
Sean. Well, I've talked to Sean about this before. I've pointed it out to him.
When the hour
mark happens, his all whole demeanor is just quiet and just waiting for the conversation to end.
He makes himself.
And then if it goes like into another tangent, it's you can watch. You can visually see it. Watch the timeline on YouTube.
I didn't say it, Sean. It's all from Garrett.
I want to point it out to him so he stops doing it.
Hey, hit the video. Hit the Will I Am video. I wish I could hear that all day and all night.
It's because it's going to pick up. It's going to double on the
mics.
I
hear you.
Will.i.am, idiot he is. It came to our attention that Will.i.am has released a new video last week.
Yep.
Talking about how the word dope spelled backwards is E-pod.
Oh, wow.
And then he repeats it.
E-pod.
E-pod. And then offers what I assume is his attempt at an explanation.
Or a definition.
Or
yeah.
a definition.
Like what?
And says things along the lines of exciting pod, entertainment pod, entrepreneur pod.
E-pod.
He essentially thinks of any positive word he can think of that starts with the letter E, he says that word, and then says the word pod after it, as if that makes any fucking sense. What the fuck are you trying to say, Will I Am? I have my own theory to combat that. Ooh. I don't know if he's considered this.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Pod eye spelled backwards is iPod.
Whoa.
Idiot pod. Ignoramus pod.
Whoa.
Ignorant pod. And then when he runs out of words, he starts speaking in Spanish.
What?
Oh,
what?
I totally forgot about that.
I didn't see the Spanish part. You guys just described the video.
He runs out of things to say E-pod about and then just starts talking in Spanish about how he speaks Spanish.
What is he promoting? Why does he want to let people know that dope? Why start? What does step one mean? Why dope?
Okay,
I think you missed
the point.
I think you're mixed up.
Will.i.am said dope spelled backwards is E-pod, entertainment pod. He speaks Spanish. Go ahead and hit the song again. Anyways, that's just another segment about Will.i.am. I was saying earlier, I'm so glad we like kind of noticed that Will.i.am perpetually says just ridiculous things publicly.
Yeah.
Because he keeps doing it.
People keep hiring him. People keep hiring him.
Yeah. The Intel thing was the worst.
It keeps on coming. I mean, from wanting to make a car dealership where he just sells DeLoreans, even though he doesn't own DeLorean, to inventing a camera lens to put on your phone, to talking
to
about how
lining up for the latest Intel chip.
Yeah.
lining up for the Intel chip.
There has to be a part of him that understands that what he's saying is stupid, but the fact that he keeps doing it is, like, really making me...
Do you think he gets home and goes, like, the door closes on his mansion? He's like, I can't believe I did it again.
I think...
How did I get away with
it
again?
I think him and, like, three other friends are going, are they fucking paid you for that?
Dope spelled backwards is EPOD.
There has to be a Will.i.am inner circle who understands that, and they're all sitting around throwing money in the air and going, EPOD! They fucking paid you for EPOD!
I don't even know if they paid him, but they were certainly proud that he said it, and they showed it off.
He was there promoting something.
He must have been.
He's promoting dope, and that's...
Hell yeah, dude. That's,
leave that for Jesus,
yeah,
okay?
It's his day.
Thank you.
Will.
William.
Take a Bill. Seat.
Some other incidental things I'll mention real quick. I got a chance to see the movie Snowpiercer. Friend of mine showed it to me.
What is Snowpiercer?
I'm not going to say how they acquired Snowpiercer.
Oh, it's a new film.
It's a Korean film that...
It's released in like the UK, but not the US.
Yeah, it hasn't come out in the US yet. A friend of mine showed it to me. It was really cool. So,
really?
Yeah.
Ooh. It has like some stars in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, there's an interesting story behind Snowpiercer, which is that it was made in South Korea. Frank was actually telling me about this, mm-hmm. and he said it was made in South Korea, and it was intended to be like an introduction to the world stage for South Korea, because they make a lot of really good movies.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody, you know, kind of... People aren't really aware. You hear about Old Boy and
you gotta hunt some of that shit.
The Chaser
down.
And stuff.
Yeah,
like
the
that,
Chaser.
Yeah.
I saw the Devil. A couple movies here and there, but this is a movie with all English-speaking actors. There's, I think, two Korean actors in it. And
is it Park Chan-wook?
No, it's not. I don't know the name of the director. Unfortunately, I forgot it. Hmm. But yeah, keep an eye out for when it does come out. I really enjoyed it. It was a very interesting film.
Do you think it'll get like a limited release here? Or a...
I think it's been trying to, and it's like...
Somebody owns it, and they have the rights to distribute it here, but for whatever reason, there's a conflict, maybe about re-editing it or something. For whatever reason, I'm not sure. It's just been locked up, and it hasn't seen the light of day yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
So it finally got, like, a UK release?
It finally got a UK release, supposedly, but somebody leaked it online. Mm-hmm. And so, tell you what, real talk, I was at a place where I was able to see it, so I checked it out. And
that's cool.
It was cool.
Hell yeah.
Snowpiercer, keep an eye out for that. I wish Sean was here, because I heard on NPR, rather, a news story that beards are now ugly, officially. Have you heard this?
No.
I didn't know that.
Have you heard it?
I didn't know.
Scientific report. I actually wrote down what it's called. A scientific report has come out with a new theory or syndrome called negative frequency dependent sexual selection, which essentially says now that every guy on the planet Earth has a beard, people are fucking sick of looking at beards.
Okay.
Oh, so they made up a term for the word trend. Is that...
Beards are trendy, and
they
now
are.
People want
and
to
And now
go
people
away
are
from
moving
it.
On to the next
Yeah,
thing.
Eric, the scientists made up a term for the word trend.
You just read
negative
it.
Negative frequency dependent sexual selection.
That's what they did. University of Australia, whoever did this report, it's called a fucking trend.
It is.
I watched a baseball game today. Every fucking player has a beard. Uh-huh. Every fucking player.
Yeah, supposedly what they say we've hit peak beard.
Peak beard.
We've hit peak beard. Beards are now, okay, we get it. Everybody has beards. It's oversaturated. So
shave that shit.
The clean-shaven man is now rare. So rare, in fact, that he's more attractive than the man with the beard.
We did this in the 80s.
It's cyclical. It's cyclical.
Right.
It's kind of funny because I do feel like when I was a little kid, I would see pictures of people from the 70s with really long shaggy hair and beards down to their
mustaches.
Yeah, and I would just think like...
They were all in fog hat.
I was like, oh my God, those guys look so dumb. Like, who would ever do that? And like in the 2000s, that just happened all over
all
again.
All over again.
Now we're moving back into the yuppie 80s era, you know, really... Actually, I was going to say, you know, like business suits and yuppie and clean cut and all that. But I've actually heard people talking about how, like, looking normal, like late 90s normal, like just, you know, Ross on Friends. Like,
yeah.
Shopping at
Hootie
the Gap.
And the Blowfish listener.
Hootie and the Blowfish just looking normal. That's like the new fashion trend. So,
well, hey, it's here to stay.
You know what?
The kids I see in a lot of neons. Like the pastel, like, short shorts.
I feel like that's on its way out.
And the neon. You see that's coming out?
See, that's of the now, but we're talking about the next trend, baby.
The candy flippers. Woo! Yeah.
Negative frequency dependent sexual selection says if you have a beard, shave that shit off because, you know, we're tired of that. Sorry, Sean. Yeah. I wish you were sitting right there.
I wish.
He's watching.
So you know to shave
He's watching right now. Sean, I want you to put the report right now.
Jenny probably doesn't want him to shave
it. With a picture. Yeah, Jenny has to release her own report explaining why you keep the beard. Otherwise, I'm going to shave it off.
Well, if he does, he'll be so... fucking hot.
Yeah,
it's going to be hard to
it's
keep the girls
off. Scientifically proven he'll be hot. Neil deGrasse Tyson is probably waiting for Sean to shave the beard. He's going to do a whole episode of Cosmos about how hot you are.
Yeah, male model. He's a male model.
He's a male model.
One hell of a hot body.
And also, wish Sean was here for this. SpaceX is a space.
Is that a privately owned
it's
space
a privately owned space program company.
Really?
They're launching their first commercial spacecraft into space to the International Space Station.
I have not heard of this. That's cool.
Future is now.
That's awesome.
I heard that they're going to bring 5,000 supplies, 5,000 pounds of supplies to the ISS, INSS, International Space Station. ISSS sounds better. The is.
Well, you know, we... in America have cut our NASA budget and decommissioned our shuttles.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't actually have a ride.
We don't have a stake in it.
Well,
we can't get to the ISS.
We can through SpaceX.
But we can through SpaceX.
The private, you know, industry, the private sector, the commercial industry, they're going to take care of it for us. I heard that one of the experiments they're doing is growing salad in space.
Whoa.
They're going to see if they can grow salad in space.
That's a delicious experiment.
Yeah.
If you have Thousand Island dressing, maybe a little ranch.
Oh, shit.
Blue cheese, baby.
They left all the dressing back on Earth.
Oh, we said dry ass salads.
And I heard that they were bringing replacement parts for a spacesuit because an astronaut almost drowned in space when his helmet started flooding with water.
Oh, my God.
And
that's water. Well, that's terrifying.
And I couldn't imagine a more... yeah, horrifying way to go. You're already out in the middle of space. That's got to be nerve-wracking enough.
Uh-huh.
Your helmet starts filling up with water. I imagine it was some sort of cooling system.
Or his drinking water, maybe? Do you think they have like a
I'm sure they're out. Well, they're out there for, I think, probably a really long time.
Yeah, you get thirsty.
It made me think that like this is like the obviously the new frontier, but this is what, you know, like explorers going on. They're going to have to face stuff like this, like drowning in your own spacesuit.
Yeah. Ooh, malfunction.
At some point, there's going to be like a casualty in space.
As it becomes more common and you get... because right now, you've got the big old bulky spaceman suit.
Mm-hmm.
But technology is going to improve and slim that shit down. It's going to start looking more and more like what you see in science fiction films. And more people are going to be using them. There's going to be more out there, more things to manufacture. And there's going to be failure.
I think we're going to... die before we get to a point like that.
You don't? You don't think we'll make it?
Us personally, no.
Oh,
I think it's I'm with you, buddy. We're gonna live to see it.
Hey, I hope so. That would be cool. Hey, I would love to see that.
We're gonna have flying cars.
I think we are an in between. I think we are an in between generation.
When they look at the future, they always look at the flying car.
That's true. That's true.
But
I think, Eric, to address that, I think every generation at a glance would think that they're an in-between generation. But if you looked at certain lifespans and saw how far they actually spanned, you would be amazed. I found this website that was showing like these bar graphs that compared different timelines. And it was like oldest living person alive in America today. And it drew like a timeline all the way back to when they were born, and then it drew a timeline from that point back to the Civil War. And it was interesting, just like they were born closer. Like one person could live from. This is a bad example because I'm referencing something I saw so long ago I can't clearly remember it. But let me give you a different example. I was watching an episode of Guess My Secret from the 50s that I saw on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
And this person, his secret was that he saw Abraham Lincoln assassinated at Ford's Theater when he was a little kid.
Oh wow.
And one of the comments on the thing was like, it's really amazing to think that one person's lifespan could go from Abraham Lincoln being in office to the invention of, you know, the television, telephone, the radio, all this, to the point where he is actually on television.
Talking about
it. Yeah, and when you see that, I think you realize, like, you know, technology sometimes, in certain ways, it feels like it doesn't progress that much, but in other ways, it progresses way further than you actually realize.
I think that we're not quite an in-between generation, because I think our witness of the birth of the internet has been so dramatic.
I'm talking strictly space.
Antibiotics and I'm talking about like
no, I'm talking
technology
strictly
improved.
Space.
Well, I think technology is going to improve rapidly now that we've got internet.
I agree, but I think that
you don't think in your lifetime we'll be in space?
Us personally, no. I think that there will be people, but I don't think it will be as commonplace until after we die.
Yeah. I think about, like, commonplace, like, colonization.
That's going to be a really long time out. I'm saying, like, where you're really taking, like, we're taking a trip to space. I don't think that will be in our lifetime.
What is the, doesn't the Virgin Air guy have that?
Yeah, some people are developing technology to replace airlines where you would just do, like, a space jump and then, like, using the rotation of the planet, you come back down and you can travel, like, great distances and, you know, travel around the world in 2 hours. I think we will see some sort of, I don't think there'll ever be a destination.
Mm-hmm.
There'll never be a place for us to go and stay in
our
lifetime.
Not in our lifetimes.
No, but no. I think you'll definitely see, like, yeah, you might visit space just in the course of your trip. Or, I could totally see them offering commercial flights to space just for the hell of it, just to check it out, to say you've been. Just to do like a zero gravity walk. I think we might be able to see that in our lifetime.
Would you go?
You're
going to be old at that point.
I feel like I would go after I've done everything I've wanted to do and I'm ready to die.
Like, well, that might be up our alley.
It's on the bucket list. It's like, I got nothing else to accomplish except go to space.
I don't think I need to go to space. I think I'll be fine on Earth.
I think that
my kids will go to space.
It would be just cool to be one of the first people to go to space.
Yeah.
In just a, I don't know, just in a regular sense. Whatever, we're getting real weird.
Man, Sean
missed
out.
Now. He did.
He did miss out on
that's
the
whole
fun. Conversation.
That's why I like the number one gaming podcast.
Oh, yeah, you played a game.
Yeah, before we jump to games.
I think we're over time.
Yeah, we are. A couple minutes over now.
Let's talk about video games.
Okay. I wanted to jump in and discuss Deception 4. I got this on my Vita for the Boston trip.
Okay.
And I played a bunch on the PlayStation or on the airplane there. And that game is from an old franchise that was on the PlayStation. Deception, Deception 2, and I think Deception 3 came out.
Now, what is the point of the Deception franchise?
So I think you might like this game.
You are defenseless, and you're running around different kind of maps or rooms, and you can just set up like on a grid screen different traps, and you lure your enemies into them, and you try to chain react, like this spike comes out of the wall and pins the character here, then a board shoots them across the room and a boulder falls on them. Then another thing swings out like a guillotine out of the sky.
It sounds like
it's a 20 by 20 room where two assassins are trying to kill you, and you're placing these traps to try to lure them in.
It sounds like a video game version of 13 Dead End Drive.
I haven't seen 13 Dead End Drive. No? That's an old horror.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a board game. Shit.
All right. Oh. I thought that was an old movie. That's a board game?
I think you're thinking House at the End of the Street or something.
Last House on the Left.
Yeah, 13 Dead End Drive was a board game where you could move your character. It was like a grid in a like mansion.
I have played that game.
You could move your character one space, and everybody else could move you one space, and you try to move each other into these traps, like move them into the fireplace.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah, so there's different rooms have their own unique traps that are built into the architecture that you can trigger, and then you have just a ton of unlockable traps that you can bring in. And funny stuff like stepping on a rake. And,
it like knocks them backwards into like maybe like your second trap that you activate. I think you'd actually really like
that
it.
That sounds like my kind of game.
I think you would get really zany with it and end up like knocking him into the train to kill him.
I loved playing
what platform is it on? Just PlayStation?
It's on PlayStation 3 Vita. and you could download it or you can buy it at retail.
But it's on the console too?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I bought it on the Vita and then I bought it on the console because it's got crossplay. Oh, so nice. I want to stream it on the next poorly played.
You should, dude. That game's sick.
That's what I plan. That's why I bought the physical copy to play on the PS3. But yeah, I played the first ones on the PlayStation and loved them back in the day and totally forgot about the series until I saw that the new one was out and it's returned to form, just the same gameplay I liked.
Hmm.
It's good.
That's very cool.
Tecmo makes it.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I remember seeing it and thinking, I only saw it like yesterday or today, and thinking that you would really like it. Because it's very different. It was very like, oh, okay, anti-Gears of War, like against all that third-person hide, duck for cover. You are one girl running around with no weapons.
Yeah, it's like that's Japanese-y.
Cool. It is. It's, like, it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty rad.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking that I was playing Last of Us a few weeks ago, and then I just fell off. And it occurred to me, I was like, oh, I never played more of that. But, yeah, I just lose interest so easily in third-person
shooters. Yeah. We're just kind of, like, flooded with them right now.
We are.
You just eat, and that's what I thought of Deception, is that that game really shakes it up. So.
Yeah. And you're the super sexy daughter of the devil.
Woo!
Right?
I'm already sold.
You got three sexy demonesses to help you out.
She looks like a character from Evangelion.
Oh, that's why you like it.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
I started using my Twitter. I finally caved. I will be tweeting shits and masturbatory comments. Mostly masturbatory comments.
At Gustavo.
So look me up if you want. There you have it.
If you don't if you don't say the name, people are going to go to the wrong account.
I know. That's right. I like to play mysteriously.
Hey, there you go.
With fire.
Cool.
Parting words? Any parting words?
Groove Shark?
Yeah, I did add some songs to the Groove Shark. Groove Shark, you know, it didn't have some of the songs I was looking for. I only added one song today, which was Little Fang by Slasher Flicks. AD Tears, side band, Animal Collective, tied into all that shit. Check it out if you haven't heard it. If you have heard it and your comment is song sucks, thank you for the comment.
That's it. Yeah, you like feedback.
I just want to preemptively thank all the people who are going to say song sucks. Thank you.
In closing words, I'd like to thank a little convention. Anime Kanji was in San Diego this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Rocco, myself, and Kevin all went down there and checked it out. Our friends Richard, Joseph, and KJ were working security. And we got into the con. We checked out their little show floor, bought some figures. Met the guys that run Faku.
.net. Right on.
And also, we bought some stuff over at the JBox/JList booth.
So, yeah. You good stuff?
I got some good stuff, y'all.
Yeah. My closing words are thank you for coming to PAX East. Stay tuned for cool announcements. Go to shop.mega64.com to buy this hoodie. And maybe we have some more surprises this week.
Oh, and real quick, I do want to say that we are starting to make preparations for this year's Game Days.
Whoa. Yes. It's announced. It's official. Game Days is happening.
It's officially announced.
Oh, my God.
We will be talking more about it. We will be offering discounted tickets once again to Disneyland. Stay tuned for more details.
We push savings onto you.
We're going to be talking about it a lot more in the coming weeks, but be prepared. This fall, the Gathering of the Juggalos. Wait, I'm sorry. No, Gathering of the Internet Soldiers.
Yes.
Getting all hot.
Basically the same thing.
I don't want to see any Juggalos there.
Game Days will return. Booyah, baby. More on that later. Thank you for watching. LootCrate.com, Mega64, Mega64 store, shop, hoodie, fight global warming, PAX East,
woo.
Karaoke,
don't turn
boners.
Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack.
Kevin, switch it, Kevin.